Kevin's story with China started in 1983 when he moved to Beijing with his wife. As one of the first foreigners working in the capital city at that time, Kevin commuted by car every day along the Zhongguancun Street from Youyi Hotel to Peking University. He also ran a law firm in the downtown area. He said, because the public transport system was still underdeveloped in Beijing during that time, he had to get around the city by car or bicycle.
But sometimes I would ride my bicycle, sometimes I would ride my car. Mm-hmm. But the car was necessary because after my classes at Beida, I would drive downtown to work in my law firm. At that time, there was just one subway line, so subway wasn't really an option. Mm-hmm. You have many more options today.
After spending 4 years in Beijing, Kevin went on to live in a number of cities across the world, including San Francisco and Sydney. While he lived in other parts of the world, he still visited Zhongguancun Street a number of times and witnessed its transformation over those years. The street later developed into a technology hub of China and became notorious for traffic jams. Now looking back at all these experiences in different societies, he says he realizes that it required a lot of vision and courage for the Chinese people to undertake the massive process of reform and opening up. He says people often neglected that when the opening up was first rolled out, there was no guarantee that the policy would be successful.
And if you look at the way the opportunities for the Chinese people have increased over the years, the prosperity, the quality of healthcare, education, the standard of living across the board, none of that was guaranteed 40 years ago when they opened door. So it's a real tribute, I think, to the determination, the flexibility, and the vision of the Chinese people that they've been able to accomplish that in a reasonably short period of time.
He said to achieve these, stability and strong leadership had to play a significant role.
Well, I think that strong leadership and stability have been critical elements. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. I think that China has demonstrated, and if you look around the world and see countries where there is no stability, you can see that people struggle. If you have stability, that is a building block for building prosperity and improving people's lifestyle. But I would say this, is that the leadership has been strong, but it all has also been creative and flexible.
After he retired, Kevin put his focus on promoting people-to-people exchanges between China and Australia, which he said is one of the most fundamental ways to enhance relationships between the two sides. He called for critical thinking and fairness when presenting China-related conversations in Australia, especially in the media.
There's overwhelming interest in people to go from Australia to China to learn more about the real China. You know, the reality is, the more we know each other, the less influenced we're going to be by incorrect or false information. Because you read something in the media or you see something on TV and you think, well, that just doesn't seem correct. And that's what we want people to have. We want people to have a balanced, more comprehensive understanding of each country.
For CRI, this is Fei Fei.